This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Yesterday was the 4-H Sheep and the 4-H Swine Show at the Macoupin County Fair. Charles Ross was the Sheep Show judge, and Roy Robinson was the show superintendent. The results of the Macoupin County 4-H Sheep Show are as follows. Grand Champion U went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Reserve Grand Champion U went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Grand Champion Ram went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Reserve Grand Champion Ram again went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Grand Champion Market Lamb went to Gary and Callow of Palmyra. Reserve Grand Champion Market Lamb went to Kayla Quarton of Carlinville. Your class champions are as follows. Yearling U went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Reserve Yearling U went to Kayla Quarton of Carlinville. U Lamb September went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Reserve U Lamb September went to Reese Loy of Carlinville. U Lamb January went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Reserve U Lamb January went to Brendan Mosby of Carlinville. Ram Lamb September went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Ram Lamb January went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Reserve Ram Lamb January went to Reese Loy of Carlinville. Pair of Breeding went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Reserve Pair of Breeding went to Reese Loy of Carlinville. Market Lamb went to Gary and Callow of Palmyra. Reserve Market Lamb went to Kayla Quarton of Rural Carlinville. Your Junior Showmanship Champion was Kayla Quarton of Carlinville. And your Senior Showmanship Champion was Rachel Wolf of Shipman. The 4-H program thanks the following trophy sponsors for their support of the 4-H Sheep Show: Rhodesdale Farms, Gail Cole Family, Dr. Aaron Kinser, and Gilson Robinson Memorial. Congratulations to all the exhibitors in the 4-H Sheep Show. The 4-H Swine Show was also yesterday at the Macoupin County Fair. Max Street was the Swine Show judge and Cindy Staten was the show superintendent. The results of the Macoupin County 4-H Swine Show are as follows. Grand Champion Gilt went to Kara Reed of Shipman. Reserve Grand Champion Gilt went to Jared Brown of Gillespie. Grand Champion Barrow went to Jill Staten of Carlinville. Reserve Grand Champion Barrow went to Braylee Callow of Palmyra. Junior Showmanship, 8 to 10 years old, went to Braylee Callow of Palmyra. Intermediate Showmanship, 11 to 13 years old, went to Jill Staten of Carlinville. Senior Showmanship of 14 and older went to Isabel Wolf of Brighton. Other 4-H members receiving blue ribbons and class awards for their projects were Luke Wolf and Rachel Wolf of Shipman, Emily Barr and Sarah Wise of Carlinville, Emma Callow of Palmyra, Lillian Foyles, Joe Foyles, and Hank Arling of Plainview, and Nicholas Spencer of Gillespie. The 4-H program of Macoupin County extends thanks to the Lucky Birds 4-H Club, Macoupin County Pork Producers, and the Pam Wallace family for their sponsorship of the awards and trophies. Congratulations to all the 4-H Swine Show exhibitors. The Farm Show return after these messages. In national news, the Senate Farm Bill now contains 18 additional amendments, including Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley's Payment Limits Amendment. Grassley was the lone vote against the bill when it passed through committee because it did not contain his amendment. The change would amend actively engaged in farming requirements by allowing only one person or legal entity per farming operation to be considered actively engaged in farming based on active personal management. Grassley said earlier this week they had the votes on the Senate Agriculture Committee to get the amendment approved at the markup of the bill, but ran into a last-minute procedural problem that prevented him from offering it, according to the Hagstrom report. The amendment is one of 18 attached to the Farm Bill and announced Wednesday by Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts in an effort to expedite the passage of the bill. Amid global trade uncertainty and U.S. pork facing tariffs, Canada is investing to expand its swine sector. While the two moves are not directly related, Canada Agriculture and Agri-Food Minister Lawrence McAuley just announced a federal investment of up to $12.7 billion Canadian dollars to Swine Innovation Pork, a nonprofit corporation that facilitates research in the Canadian swine sector. The nonprofit will contribute up to an additional $5.8 million to the project. The investments will be used to examine new ways of feeding piglets that could help improve immunity from diseases, determine best methods for the classification of pork based on quality attributes, and examine long-distance transport effects on the health and welfare of early-weaned pigs. Canada is the ninth largest pork producer in the world, representing approximately 2% of global production. In 2016, Canada exported approximately 70% of overall Canadian hog production, with a value of $3.8 billion. The American Petroleum Institute says the Environmental Protection Agency made the right call to not reallocate volumes of biofuels displayed by hardship waivers from the renewable fuel standard. The EPA volume proposal this week included a small overall increase, but kept conventional ethanol at 15 billion gallons for 2019. API made the comments while at the same time calling the RFS an example of a broken government program. The proposal by the EPA followed a Reuters report that the EPA consistently ignored direction from the Department of Energy to restrict or reject the hardship waivers. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says the waivers are at odds with the Department of Agriculture, President Trump, and now the Department of Energy. The ethanol industry contends the waivers are destructing demand, and the recent volume proposal for convention ethanol isn't a real number because the EPA won't make up lost volumes or stop the waivers. Macoupin County Fair continues today with the 4-H Beef Show that began at 10 this morning. The junior livestock auction is tonight at 6:30 p.m. Prior to the auction, there will be a complimentary meal at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, the shows continue with the open cattle show at 8 a.m. Poultry will be at 9 a.m. And the 4-H goat show will begin at 1 p.m. Tomorrow night, CHS will be hosting a hospitality booth in the pit at the truck and tractor pools. CHS will be serving food, drinks, and have reserved seating. Saturday begins at 8 a.m. with the Section 15 FFA fair, rabbit show at 9 a.m., open goat show at 9:30 a.m., and the open horse show will begin at 10 a.m. Be sure to come out and support your local agriculture. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.